It's a song about sunshine and the coastline. It's the Hollows right here on Radio Life and Style, 9 minutes after four on this gorgeous hot afternoon here on the north coast of KZN. But we are abandoning the coast now and heading all the way to Johannesburg to speak to someone known from the kings of Johannesburg. It's a hearty welcome to Llewellyn Cordia. Good afternoon, Llewellyn. How are you?
Kevin, I'm good. How are you doing, man?
I'm super good. We also got Mandy here on the line, and we are so pleased to have you on the show.
Yeah.
So, really nice.
No, it's great. So now listen, for those who haven't seen Kings of Joburg, and I haven't actually seen it myself, I've done a lot of reading up on it now that I know that you're on the show today, but for someone who hasn't seen it, I know the first season has come and gone, and we are chatting to you today in eager anticipation of the second season. Maybe just tell us the gist of the show. I know it's sort of crime and mysticism and all these things, but perhaps you can just give us a bit more of an explanation.
Well, listen, it's basically it was one of the phenomenons that hit Netflix from a South African point of view. Yeah. I mean, it went international. It was an international release. And it basically goes about the Masiwe brothers, which is Mo and Simon. And yeah. they run the whole of the criminal world, the criminal underworld in Johannesburg. But they also, because they are kings, they have kings in different states. I think they even got one in Belito, actually.
Oh.
But what happens is there is a mystical side of it, and yeah. If people haven't watched the first season, I don't want to say too much about that, right. Because I think they should go and watch, but there is a mystical side, there's a supernatural thing about this family, and that is what brings a lot of the drama and action and you know, family values.
And intrigue, lots of intrigue.
Intrigue, yes, all of those words.
And so now we know, I was mentioning a little earlier that the show, the second season was delayed a bit due to the untimely and very sad loss of Shona Ferguson, the writer and producer, am I right?
Yeah, and creator.
Yeah, creator, yeah.
This was his baby.
Yeah.
So it just comes to reason that now going into season two, this is about bringing his legacy. I mean, yeah. Everybody has pulled out all the stops.
I'm sure.
To go forth with this one, because it was supposed to release a little bit earlier, and basically, I mean, all of us were hit with a big shock because it was a week before we needed to start shooting.
Ah.
So it was a heavy one.
He passed away of COVID, COVID complications.
Correct.
In the middle of last year. Very sad loss indeed. And I'm sure very close to home for you guys, it must have been a really tough time.
Look, it still is.
Yeah.
We've done some filming already. And I mean, there is just another energy on set. Like, there is a sadness, but there's also like a light. You know, yeah. With everybody pulling together for the same cause.
And and Llewellyn, you play Leon, is that right?
That's correct.
And tell me about your character. What's different in season two from season one?
Well, Leon is now a little bit more in the forefront. You saw a little bit of him in the first season. Basically, he gets the job done.
Yeah.
You know, which way he must. He basically lays his life down for the Masiwe family.
Yeah.
And this season he's a little bit more involved. His role as protector of the certain family members has just taken a big step up.
And have you beefed up for the season? Because I've seen all the press about this, and you're in good shape. Have you put in a lot of effort in between?
You know what the thing is? Like, I always make sure that my physicality matches the character.
Yeah.
So coming close into it, I really push hard because I'm going to give as much as I can performance-wise,
yeah.
But physicality-wise, just by being there, I want to make sure that I bring presence to the character.
And is the whole season filmed already, or are you still filming?
No. We are busy filming at the moment as we speak.
Okay. All right.
We
are you on set now? No.
No, not on set today.
Okay.
Was on set a couple of days last week, and then from next week we go into full steam shooting.
Okay, and it's quite an epic thing for such a South African production like this of such high value as well. That it's a Netflix production. I mean, it's all over the world, as you say. It's done well.
Yeah, that's what happened. I mean, the Fergusons were. I mean, I just have to sing their praises always whenever I speak about them.
Yeah,
they're a world class company, and what they did. They teamed up with another world-class event by the name of Samet Davis,
yeah.
Which is an American producer. So they combined so that's why when it came to an international standard, they had critics from overseas having a look at it to see the way it was shot to make sure it hits the international standard.
Yeah, yeah. I think Mandy also has a question here.
Yeah, and looking back in the past, Llewellyn, I don't know if you remember, we did Fusion together. I was, you know the Mandys, but I was your favorite Mandy.
What did we
Fusion,
do?
Fusion.
Fusion? Fusion, the musical.
Mandy, get out of here.
She said you would. I said throw that in near the end.
You're still teaching Pilates on that side. Where are you now?
Yeah, I'm actually in Belito now.
On the radio.
I'm a resident and I've been training on Radio Life and Style. Hopefully getting my own show soon.
My word, how's your doggy?
Doggies are well.
Okay, you know about the dogs too, hey?
Yeah, he knows. Close to the heart.
I do.
And Llewellyn, who, I think it's awesome. I'm so glad you guys have worked together in the past and that you remember as well. Any fond memories, Mandy?
Oh, yeah,
Mandy's a machine. Woman is like an absolute machine.
Yeah. Thanks,
good,
Llewellyn.
Good endorsement. Good
training
endorsement.
Still.
Yeah. And Llewellyn, just getting back.
Like a consummate professional, like, you know, always early for rehearsals, always, you know, and also helped me out a lot because I got two left feet.
You can't dance.
I mean, Mandy was also in one of my music videos.
Yes, I remember. On the
we have to find that. We're going to have to find that. I want to see that. Llewellyn, tell me, who are some of the people you're enjoying working with at the moment in season two? Is anybody new that's popped onto the season two?
Not as yet. Not that I know of.
Right, not as you know.
But I can't even break it down. I mean, we've got Zalisa in Global. They're just they're Cindy. I mean, the names go on.
Yeah, they do. I've been reading through that.
Every single person that I work with on that set are just absolute professionals.
Yeah.
And you know, the thing is that Connie Ferguson is there too, and that for me is, you know, that's the cherry on the cake right there. That woman is probably the best thing we've ever brought to the television stations.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. So now the question is, when does it start? When does season two launch?
You know what? That is a very good question, and I wish that I could give you the answer, but not even we know.
It's imminent, surely. It must be fairly, it's coming fairly soon, surely.
They want to, obviously they want to bring it out. I mean, the anticipation for it is just,
it's huge.
Just been phenomenal.
Yeah.
But like I said, we have no idea. We get kept in the loop. With everything, even with the episodes we're shooting, we get it like as we're going.
Oh, is it? So you learn your lines, get going. But it must be a lot of fun. It must be a lot of fun filming this kind of stuff on the streets of Joburg as well.
You know what? It's a lot of fun. It is, I'm not going to lie, but it's a lot of hard work. It's a lot of moving pieces.
Yeah.
The action sequences are well put together. We've got a great stunt guy in charge of us. We got some of the best armorers working on set with us. So it's a lot of fun, but it's also a lot of hard work.
Yeah, I know in the film industry, it's a lot of hurry up and wait as well. But
also then again, it's like, if you love what you're doing, are you really working?
Exactly. So do you do all your own stunts?
Well, I do.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, of course.
I didn't get to do many of them in Kings of Joburg season one.
Right.
Other than ride the bike around and look mean.
And look mean, yeah.
But in anything else that I've done, I do my own stunts.
Right.
Oh, that's fantastic. But don't do your own dancing, okay? Apparently, as Mandy says.
No. He didn't do Mandy too badly.
Mandy can double that for me.
Listen, speaking of doubling, I've gone through your portfolio here on IMDb just to get to know you a bit better before we chatted, and looking at all your press shots and your photos and all your roles that you've played and how you look. There's a role waiting for you when you're done with this show, and that is you're going to play the president of the Ukraine, because you guys look similar. You're in one of those like army uniforms in one of your poses, and I'm like, my God, he looks like Zelensky.
I think I actually shot that in Qatar, actually.
Okay.
Ah.
All right. Well, there's plenty of scope for you. Just put your name out there, and when the movie comes out after this ghastly war, you're the man.
From your lips.
Yes.
From your lips to God's lips. Like, I'm in it. I'm in it to win it. You give me the role, I'm there.
Oh, fantastic. Llewellyn, Cordia, that's all we've got time for. But I just want to say thanks. Hey, man, do you want to put anything
in? No, it was great to hear from you again, Llewellyn. I'm glad to hear that you're doing so well in the industry with the acting and the singing and all going well. And I couldn't say that anybody is more deserving, because you are very professional and a very hard worker. And yeah, it's great to see you doing so well. And if you're in Belito, please pop into Radio Life Style and come say hi to us.
I have to, but it's so good to hear your voice, Mandy. Really, really it is.
Thank you.
Absolutely fantastic. What a pleasure chatting to you. And I'm so glad you two could connect again. Llewellyn Cordia, really great to talk to you. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you so much,
And crack back on with that filming. We can't wait to see it hit our screens. It's The Kings of Joburg, coming to Netflix very soon. If you haven't seen the first series, it's still there. You can go and have a look, is it not?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Go and catch up with the first season, and we look forward to seeing you in the second season starting soon. Thank you, Llewellyn.
Thank you so much.
Much obliged. What a great interview. Thank you so much. Be well.
Ciao, man. Bye-bye.
Maintaining your garden all year round can be challenging.